How are you guys doing tonight?
¿Cómo están hoy?
¿Listos? Yes, yes.
Okay.
Feel really ¿Listos? Energized tonight. So.
Okay, tengo energía hoy.
I had my little soda today.
Me tomé una soda.
I told you guys that I can't have coffee, right? Because I'm already accelerated as it
sí,
is. So it
sí les compartí
anxiety.
Que no, a mí me, soy muy sensible a la cafeína, así que yeah. Luego, luego.
But I do love Coca-Cola.
Pero sí me gusta la soda.
I want to start off with a story, something that happened just recently on Sunday.
Quiero compartirles, comenzar con una historia que comenzó el domingo.
And it was with my son.
Y era con mi hijo.
My son just wanted to hang out with me all day, and it was just such a beautiful thing to experience.
Mi hijo quería juntarse conmigo y pasar un tiempo conmigo, y es una experiencia bonita.
I was ushering on Sunday, so I had to be here early, and my son's like, Dad, I want to go with you.
Estaba sirviendo como ujiere, y mi hijo dice, quiero acompañarte.
I was like, okay, let's go.
Así que vamos.
And we're out there cleaning up the front. He's helping me blow the leaves and everything, clear out the front of the church.
Estamos limpiando lo es enfrente de la iglesia, y me estaba ayudando él a limpiar ahí lo que es las hojas.
And just throughout the day, I mean, he's in our men's prayer. We go to Mexicali to have some food, and he just wants to hang out with me all day.
Así que durante la mañana está en la reunión de oración con nosotros de hombres, y fuimos a Mexicali. Estaba todo el día acompañándome.
And you just see his heart, like for his love for his daddy.
Y veo ese corazón que él tiene, ese corazoncito por su papá.
Right? He knows who his dad is. He knows that his dad loves him.
Él sabe quién es su papá y que su papá lo ama.
Right? He's secure with his daddy.
Él está seguro con su papá.
He doesn't have doubts of who his dad is.
No tiene dudas de quién es su papá.
Not yet.
Right? Todavía no.
But as we study tonight, we're going to see how the Pharisees just had the wrong attitude on who Jesus was.
Pero cuando vemos aquí en el estudio hoy, vamos a ver cómo los fariseos tenían duda de quién era Jesús.
They didn't know his identity.
Ellos no conocían su identidad.
They didn't know that he was the Son of Man.
Ellos no lo conocían como el Hijo de...
They didn't want to know he was the Son of Man.
Ellos no querían conocerlo. El Hijo del Hombre.
And that's what we're going to look at tonight's study.
Y lo que vamos a ver en el estudio de hoy.
And we're going to be looking at John 8.
Vamos a ver a Juan 8.
Verses 13 through 30.
Versos 13 al 30.
Again, tonight we are in John 8, verses 13 through 30.
Una vez más, estamos en Juan 8, 13 al 30.
And for you guys who are taking notes, tonight's title is The Light of the World.
Y el título de hoy del mensaje es
La Luz del Mundo. And no, this has nothing to do with the church La Luz del Mundo.
No tiene nada que ver con la secta Luz del Mundo.
So don't be sending no emails or anything about that.
No estoy mandando emails de eso.
Speaking about the light of the world.
Hablando de la luz del mundo.
I want to share a slide there.
Quisiera compartir una imagen.
This is our little chihuahua named Cindy.
Este es nuestro perrito chihuahua. Se llama Cindy.
So our wife is really big on knowing the meanings of our names biblically.
Mi esposa le gusta el significado de los nombres.
And we found out that Cindy here says, in my name, its origin is Greek, and the Christian meaning is reflecting Jesus' light, being the light of the world, like Jesus mentioned in the New Testament.
Como dice ahí, mi nombre es Cindy, y en el libro de los nombres, su origen es griego, y el significado cristiano es reflejar la luz de Jesús, siendo la luz del mundo. Menciona Jesús en el Nuevo Testamento.
So yeah, so when we found that out, my kids are just like, so they're so excited. Oh my God, Cindy's the light of the world.
Mis hijos, es la luz del mundo.
But we have to remind them that no, Jesus is the light of the world.
Tenemos que recordar, no, Jesús es la luz del mundo.
Amen. So next slide. So I just want to recap on what we studied last week, really quick.
Quería volver a repetir lo que estudiamos la última semana.
Again, last week we saw the story about the adulterous woman.
Miramos la historia, como la historia de la mujer que fue atrapada en adulterio.
And, you know, she was about to get stoned, but Jesus said, you know, hey, you know, who is, if you have, you know, if you don't have any sin, like, go ahead and throw the first stone, like, go at it, kill her.
Estaba a punto de ser apedreada, y pues Jesús dijo, el que no tenga pecado, que tire la primera piedra.
So this sets the setting on where we're at tonight.
Así que eso prepara para lo donde estamos hoy.
And we're going to start off by looking at verses 13 through 18.
Y vamos a comenzar en versos 13 al 18.
So if you have your Bibles or cell phone, again, we are in John chapter 8, 13 through 18.
Así que si tienen sus Biblias, o si van a usar su celular, la Biblia en su celular, estamos en Juan 8, 13 al 18.
And it says here, starting off with 13, it says, "The Pharisees therefore said to him, 'You bear witness of yourself, your witness is not true.' Jesus answered and said to them, 'Even if I bear witness of myself, my witness is true. For I know where I come from and where I'm going. But you do not know where I come from and where I'm going. You judge according to the flesh, I judge no one. And yet if I do judge, my judgment is true, for I am not alone, but I am with the Father who sent me. It is also written in your law that the testimony of two men is true. I am one who bears witness of myself, and the Father who sent me bears witness of me."
Entonces los fariseos le dijeron, "Tú das testimonio acerca de ti mismo. Tu testimonio no es verdadero." Respondió Jesús y les dijo, "Aunque yo doy testimonio acerca de mí mismo, mi testimonio es verdadero, porque sé de dónde he venido y a dónde voy. Pero vosotros no sabéis de dónde vengo ni a dónde voy. Vosotros juzgáis según la carne. Yo no juzgo a nadie. Y si yo juzgo, mi juicio es verdadero, porque no soy yo solo, sino yo y él que me envió, el Padre. Y en vuestra ley está escrito que el testimonio de dos hombres es verdadero. Yo soy el que doy testimonio de mí mismo, y el Padre que me envió da testimonio de mí."
So as we go here verse by verse,
así que al leer aquí verso por verso,
it says, 13, it says, "The Pharisees therefore said to him, 'You bear witness of yourself, your witness is not true.'"
En el verso 13 dice, "Tú das testimonio acerca de ti mismo, tu testimonio no es verdadero."
So the Pharisees here, what they were doing is they were challenging Jesus.
Así que lo que estaban haciendo los fariseos es que estaban retando a Jesús.
They bring up Jesus' own words. They're like, how can he testify of himself when the law of Moses said that there has to be two or three witnesses? How can he testify of just himself?
Ellos están diciendo, ¿cómo puedes tú testificar de ti mismo? Si la ley de Moisés dice que tiene que haber más de dos testigos.
Yeah. So they were very skeptical because, again, the testimony of oneself is not valid in their law.
Así que ellos eran incrédulos, no querían creer porque decían el testimonio de solamente una persona no es válido.
Now in our court system, we do allow one person, their own testimony, because we put them on the stand and they can share their version of the story.
En el sistema de juicio que tenemos aquí, sí se acepta el testimonio de una persona.
But here they were just so lost on who Jesus is.
Pero aquellos estaban tan perdidos en quién era verdaderamente Jesús.
When he spoke about heaven, they thought he was talking about Nazareth.
Cuando él hablaba del cielo, ellos pensando como si estaba hablando de Nazaret.
When he mentioned about his father, they were disputing his legitimacy of his birth.
Cuando él hablaba de su padre, ellos estaban alegando verdaderamente quién era su padre. En su nacimiento.
They were just so out there that they were even saying that he was going to suicide.
Ellos estaban tan lejos de lo que él estaba diciendo que no entendían.
In verse 14,
el verso 14,
it says, "Jesus answered and said to them, 'Even if I bear witness of myself, my witness is true, for I know where I come from, where I'm going, but you do not know where I come from and where I'm going.'"
Respondió Jesús y les dijo, "Aunque yo doy testimonio acerca de mí mismo, mi testimonio es verdadero, porque sé de dónde he venido y dónde voy. Pero vosotros no sabéis de dónde vengo ni a dónde voy."
Right? Jesus here, he starts to share his truth that he came from God and he's going to go back with God.
Así que Jesús está compartiendo esta verdad de que él vino del Dios y que va a regresar a Dios.
And since he is God, then he is not subject to the rules concerning a valid testimony or not.
Y porque él es Dios, él no está sujeto a las leyes que ellos tienen aquí del testimonio.
So again, the Pharisees they didn't understand. They didn't understand that he was sent from God.
Así que, Estos fariseos no podían comprender, no entendían que él fue enviado por Dios.
And therefore Jesus he didn't need this human validation to say who he is.
Así que Jesús es como necesitaba esa credibilidad de otro humano.
And I'm sure a lot of us can relate with similar situation where we've gone through life and maybe something has happened and we're blamed for it and they're you know, you're being accused of something.
Quizás has pasado por algo en la vida donde alguien te sospecha de algo o te echa la culpa de algo, te culpa de algo, y aunque no eres inocente.
Right? And you just wish that there was another witness to help you out, to back you up.
Quisieras en esos momentos decir, ojalá que hubiera otro testigo para que me respaldara.
But when you know that you weren't wrong or you didn't do anything, you know you have your conscience clear with God that He's your witness.
Pero cuando tú sabes que eres inocente sobre esto, tu conciencia está limpia y tú sabes que Dios es el que te va a respaldar.
Right? And you're not going to let it bother you because you know that your identity is solid in Him.
Y no deberías de dejar que esto te moleste y te angustie porque tu confianza está en Él.
Right? You know that your own testimony is true.
Sabes que tu testimonio es verdadero.
So let's look at verses 15 and 16.
Vamos a ver versos 15 al 16.
It says, "You judge me according to the flesh. I judge no one. And yet, if I do judge, my judgment is true, for I am not alone, but I am with the Father who sent me."
Vosotros juzgáis según la carne. Yo no juzgo a nadie. Y si yo juzgo, mi juicio es verdadero, porque no soy yo solo, sino yo y el que me envió, el Padre.
So Jesus was telling the Pharisees like that, hey, you guys are judging me by human standards. They were judging him by mere appearance, by the external.
Así que Jesús les está diciendo, ustedes me están juzgando por un estándar humano, por la apariencia solamente.
I'm going to bring up a slide there.
Voy a traer una imagen en la pantalla.
How many of you guys have been in situations where you've been judged or maybe you've judged other people?
Han estado en una situación donde alguien te ha juzgado a ti, right? O quizás tú has tomado una decisión juzgando a alguien más.
I saw a lot of quick T-Rex's hands go up really quick.
Miré muchas manitas así de T-Rex, como que inseguros.
You don't have to raise your hand on this one, but how many of you guys are judging me right now?
No tienes que decirlo ahorita, pero ¿cuántos están juzgándome en este momento?
I see your face just like the one there on the screen.
Veo las caras así como en la pantalla.
Judging my sermon.
Están tomando nota, criticando mi sermón.
Okay, we'll bring you up here next week.
Okay.
No, but seriously, like, you know, we're always judging people, right? Right? You see these people and you're like, man, ese vato está pirata. Like, this guy's weird.
Muchas veces. Bueno, ya interpretó.
This guy's weird. Pirate. This guy's weird.
Man, that guy's weird. That's what he said.
But seriously, yeah.
Pero seriamente.
A lot of us, we tend to judge people and we're always getting judged.
Muchas veces estamos criticando a personas y nosotros mismos somos criticados.
But Jesus didn't come to judge or condemn this world. He came to offer salvation.
Pero Jesús vino a no para eso, pero para traer salvación.
Right? He reserves judgment for when we come face to face with him.
Él reservó ese juicio para el día en que estemos cara a cara, frente a frente con él.
Because there will be a time when we come face to face and we will be judged.
Porque va a llegar el día donde sí vamos a estar frente a él y vamos a ser juzgados.
Right? We will find out if our name is written in the book of life or not.
Se van a dar cuenta si su nombre está escrito en el nombre de la vida o no.
And it's very important again that we believe in him, that we repent so that we have that eternal life with him.
Es tan importante que hoy te arrepientas, que hoy hagas esa decisión.
Amen.
Para tener esa vida eterna con él.
Let's look at verses 17 and 18 now.
Vamos a ver versos 17 al 18.
And it says here in 17, "It is also written in your law that the testimony of two men is true. I am one who bears witness of myself, and the Father who sent me bears witness of me."
Y en vuestra ley está escrito que el testimonio de dos hombres es verdadero. Yo soy el que doy testimonio de mí mismo, y el Padre que me envió da testimonio de mí.
So here we see that Jesus, he's acknowledging the law and he's agreeing with the Pharisees.
Así que Jesús aquí vemos que está él reconociendo la ley, está de acuerdo.
He's like, yeah, I know it takes two or three witnesses for a testimony to be true.
Dice Jesús, yo sé que se necesita dos o tres testigos para que eso se compruebe verdadero.
And I'm doing just that.
Y estoy haciendo eso.
Because he says, he starts saying that he is not a lone witness here.
Porque él está en este momento diciendo que él no está solo.
He has the witness of his father who sent him.
Que él tiene el testigo de su padre, quien lo mandó, quien lo envió.
And we see something very powerful here.
Vemos algo muy poderoso aquí.
We see that Jesus is just absolutely, he's absolutely secure in his identity.
Estamos viendo que Jesús está absolutamente seguro en su identidad.
He knows his identity despite all the voices that are saying otherwise.
Él sabe que su identidad está segura, aunque todas las otras voces están diciendo lo contrario.
For us believers, this is very important that we understand this.
Para nosotros como creyentes es importante entender esto.
Because we too also have to be secure in our identity in Christ.
Porque nosotros también tenemos que estar seguros en quién estamos en nuestra identidad en Cristo Jesús.
Because you're going to hear a lot of people tell you that God does not exist.
Porque vas a escuchar muchas voces decirte que Dios no existe.
You're going to have many people try to take you away from your relationship with God.
Va a haber muchos que te van a querer distraer de tu relación con Dios.
You're going to have the full force of Satan and his demons putting lies in your mind that you're not a child of God.
Vas a tener toda esa guerra contra ti de Satanás, del enemigo, para ponerte duda en tu mente.
That you're unworthy, he's going to condemn you and accuse you of your sins.
Para condenarte, acusarte y de tus pecados.
And that's why it's very important that you get in the Word of God.
Y por eso es tan importante que tú estés en la palabra de Dios.
The Bible says that this is a double-edged sword.
La palabra de Dios nos dice, esto es una espada de doble filo.
This is how we strengthen our armor against the fiery arrows that the enemy tries to throw at us.
Esto es como nosotros fortalecemos y nos cuidamos de las flechas ardientes que nos tira el enemigo.
And if we are not in the Word, when we show up to battle, we're going to show up with a kitchen knife versus a sword.
¿Y no te vas a ir a la guerra con un cuchillo de mantequilla?
That sounds good, con un panecito or something.
You're not going to, yeah.
No. So, yeah, but guys, come on, like, you know, if there's a battle out there, there's a spiritual battle for everywhere, all around us.
Hay una batalla allá afuera. Hay una batalla que nos rodea.
Right? It's going after our marriages, our kids.
La batalla está contra nuestros matrimonios, contra nuestros hijos.
Our workplace, our businesses, everything.
En nuestro lugar de trabajo, en tus planes.
Bible says that the enemy is like a lion just seeking to see who he can devour and eat and take over.
La Biblia nos dice que el enemigo es como un león rugiente. Quiere a ver a quién devorar.
But when we know our identity in Christ, we walk with boldness and victory and power of the Holy Spirit.
Pero si tú estás en el Espíritu Santo, estás en la palabra de Dios, vas a tener ese valor, esa confianza en él.
Right? When those false accusations or witnesses or false testimony come before us, we're like, get behind me, Satan, because we know our identity is solid in Christ.
Cuando llegan esos ataques, esas acusaciones, tú vas a saber que tu identidad está en Cristo.
Some of you guys need to know, hear tonight that you are so worthy in God's eyes.
Muchos de ustedes necesitan ser recordados de que tú eres valioso en los ojos de Dios.
That you've been forgiven, that you are loved.
Que has sido perdonado y eres amado.
And just like my son wanted to hang out with me, the same thing with Jesus. Jesus just wants to hang out with us, hour by hour, minute by minute. Just, he wants to be in our lives.
Así como disfruté ese tiempo con mi hijo, Jesús quiere disfrutar ese tiempo con nosotros. Quiere estar en nuestras vidas.
And the more that we hang out with him, the more that we get in his word, the more that his image will come out through us and we'll be solid in our identity in him.
Entre más caminamos con él, entre más habitamos en él, más su imagen va a ser reflejada en nosotros.
So again, hold on to your identity in Christ of what he says about you, that you are worthy.
Así que agárrate esa identidad en Cristo, de que tú vales en él.
So let's continue our study in verses 19 through 24.
Vamos a continuar nuestro estudio en versos 19 al 24.
19 says, "Then they said to him, 'Where is your father?' Jesus answered, 'You know neither me nor my father. If you had known me, you would have known my father also.' These words Jesus spoke in the treasury as he taught in the temple, and no one laid hands on him, for his hour had not yet come. Then Jesus said to them again, 'I am going away, and you will seek me and will die in your sin. Where I go, you cannot come.' So the Jews said, 'Will he kill himself? Because he says, where I go, you cannot come.' And he said to them, 'You are from beneath, and I am from above. You are of this world, and I'm not of this world. Therefore, I said to you that you will die in your sins. If you do not believe that I am he, you will die in your sins.'
Ellos le dijeron, '¿Dónde está tu padre?' Respondió Jesús, 'Ni a mí me conocéis, ni a mi padre. Si a mí me conocéis, también a mi padre conocerías.' Estas palabras habló Jesús en el lugar de las ofrendas, enseñando en el templo, y nadie le prendió, porque aún no había llegado su hora. Otra vez les dijo Jesús, 'Yo me voy, y me buscaréis, pero en vuestro pecado moriréis. A donde yo voy, vosotros no podéis venir.' Decían entonces los judíos, '¿Acaso se matará a sí mismo que dice, a donde yo voy, vosotros no podéis venir?' Y les dijo, 'Vosotros sois de abajo, yo soy de arriba. Vosotros sois de este mundo, yo no soy de este mundo. Por eso os dije que moriréis en vuestros pecados, porque si no creéis que yo soy, en vuestros pecados moriréis.'"
Verse 19 says, "Then they said to him, 'Where is your father?' And Jesus answered, 'You know neither me nor my father. If you had known me, you would have known my father also.'"
El verso 19 dice que ellos le dijeron, "¿Dónde está tu padre?" Respondió Jesús, "Ni a mí me conocéis, ni a mi padre. Si a mí me conocéis, también a mi padre conocerías."
Now for you Star Wars fan, I have a slide there for you guys.
Para aquellos fans de Star Wars, tengo una imagen en la pantalla.
Sorry to break it to you guys, but Darth Vader is not Jesus' father.
Para los... Darth Vader no es el padre de Jesús.
Only if you're a Star Wars fan, you would gotten
solamente
that
que eres uno de los fans de Star Wars, le entenderías así.
How many guys like Star Wars?
¿Cuánto les gusta Star Wars?
All the geeky guys, people in the room, yeah.
Okay.
I love Star Wars. So yeah, so here they were saying, well, who is your father?
Ellos estaban preguntándole, ¿quién es tu padre?
And the Jews here, they were thinking that Jesus was talking about his earthly father.
Y los judíos aquí estaban pensando de que Jesús está hablando de su padre terrenal.
But since they didn't know who Jesus was, then they're also not going to know who his father is.
Pero como no conocían a Jesús, no van a conocer al padre.
They were just so completely lost in who Jesus is.
Ellos estaban completamente perdidos en quién era verdaderamente Jesús.
Right? Even to the point again that they said that he was like, "Are you going to suicide?"
Hasta el punto de decir, ¿se va a matar?
And he goes on to tell them that he is from heaven and that the Pharisees are of this world.
Y él dice hasta el punto de decirles que él es del cielo y que ellos son de este mundo.
He tells them something so brutal. He's like, "You guys are going to die in your sin."
Les dijo algo tan importante y verdadero. Ustedes van a morir en su pecado.
I don't know about you, but if somebody told me I was going to die in my sin, I'd be like, what did you just say? Tell me more about that. Like, I don't want to die in my sin.
No sé tú, pero si alguien me dijera así algo como que tú vas a morir en tus pecados, yo quisiera reflexionar en eso y querer saber más. ¿Qué tratas de decirme con esto?
But they were listening to him.
Pero ellos no lo estaban escuchando.
Again, they were sarcastically like, what is he going to kill himself?
Ellos estaban sarcásticamente diciendo, ¿qué va a hacer? ¿Se va a matar o qué?
And Jesus makes it very clear. He says, unless you believe that I am he, you will die in your sin.
Pero Jesús es muy claro aquí en lo que dice que, si no crees que yo soy él, vas a morir en tus pecados.
So let's continue our study here. And we're going to look at verses 25 through 30 as we end here.
Vamos a continuar en el estudio, versos 25 al 30, al llegar casi al fin.
25 says, "Then they said to him, 'Who are you?' And Jesus said to them, 'Just as I've been saying to you from the beginning, I have many things to say and to judge concerning you, but he who sent me is true, and I speak to the world those things which I have heard from him.' They did not understand what he spoke to them to them of the Father. Then Jesus said to them, 'When you lift up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father taught me, I speak these things. And he who sent me is with me. The Father has not left me alone, for I always do these things that please him.' And he spoke these words, and many believed in him."
Entonces le dijeron, "¿Tú quién eres?" Entonces Jesús les dijo, "Lo que desde el principio os he dicho. Muchas cosas tengo que decir y juzgar de vosotros, pero el que me envió es verdadero, y yo, lo que he oído de él, esto hablo al mundo. Pero no entendieron que les hablaba del Padre. Les dijo, pues, Jesús, cuando hayáis levantado al Hijo del Hombre, entonces conoceréis que yo soy y que nada hago por mí mismo, sino que según me enseñó el Padre, así hablo. Porque el que me envió conmigo está. No me ha dejado solo el Padre, porque yo hago siempre lo que le agrada." Hablando él estas cosas, muchos creyeron en él.
So Jesus here, he was trying to tell them that he is the Son of Man since the beginning.
Así que él está diciendo que él es el Hijo del Hombre desde el comienzo.
I can only imagine what Jesus was like in this next slide here, maybe a glimpse of.
Solamente puedo imaginarme.
He's probably like, "Duh, I am the Son of Man, I'm here," you know?
Como diciendo, ¿por qué no entienden? Yo soy el Hijo del Hombre.
"I have performed all these miracles. You've seen me do all these great things."
Me he manifestado por medio de los milagros y todo. ¿Por qué no creen?
Our kids do that a lot. Like, But we see here that Jesus has more he wants to say more to them.
Aquí vemos que Jesús quiere decirles más.
He wanted to expose them of their sin, but that wasn't his main objective.
Él quería exponer todos sus pecados, pero no era el objetivo en este momento.
Right, his main objective was to offer salvation and eternal life for all of us.
Aquí su objetivo es ofrecer salvación a estos.
And he goes on and tells them a prophetic statement here. He says that, "When I get lifted on the cross, then they shall know who I really am."
Entonces él dice algo aquí, que una profecía, que les dice que cuando él sea levantado, es cuando lo van a saber quién es.
Now, does this mean that the Pharisees are going to get saved? No.
¿Qué quiere decir esto? ¿Que los fariseos se van a salvar? No.
But they're going to know who he is.
Pero que ellos van a conocer quién él es.
Because the Bible tells us that when he gave up his spirit on the cross, there was this great earthquake.
Porque la Biblia nos dice que cuando él dio su espíritu en la cruz, que hubo un temblor grande.
How many of you guys felt the earthquakes recently?
¿Cuántos han estado sintiendo los temblores últimamente?
How many of you guys were me like Superman and fearless and I was like, "I'm not scared of these earthquakes"?
¿Cuántos estaban bien valientes en la casa así como Superman como yo?
Yeah, right. Sí, I was like, "Agarra los perros, olvídate los niños, vámonos."
He was like, "Okay, grab the dogs, hold on to everything."
No, forget about the kids.
Oh, grab the dogs. Forget about the kids.
I'm just joking. No, but those earthquakes were pretty hard.
Dice, esos estaban violentos.
So when Jesus was there hanging on the cross and he gave up his spirit, I mean, there was a massive earthquake there.
Pero cuando Jesús dio su espíritu en la cruz, ese sí era temblor.
There was the earthquake, there was darkness in the sky.
Estaba el temblor y había oscuridad, tinieblas en el cielo.
It was during the day and the sun hadn't even come out for 3 hours.
Era durante el día y el sol no, como que no salía. 3 horas.
So they knew that something had happened there.
Así que la gente sabía que algo estaba pasando.
And they also know that the tomb was empty.
Y también se dieron cuenta que la tumba estaba vacía.
But yet we still see their hardened hearts here when they're.
Pero aún vemos esos corazones duros.
Because they said that maybe while we slept, the disciples might have taken his body.
Porque aún así inventaron historias de que a lo mejor cuando estábamos dormidos se robaron el cuerpo.
So again, they're going to know what happened there, who Jesus.
Así que ellos van a saber quién Jesús es.
But it doesn't mean that they're going to get saved.
Pero no quiere decir que se van a salvar.
And we can learn a lot about this passage because we see so many people around us with hardened hearts, so hard.
Pero podemos aprender mucho de este pasaje porque vemos que nos rodean muchas personas alrededor de nosotros, personas con corazones duros.
They can know about Jesus, they can see about Jesus, and yet they will still not accept him.
Pueden haber oído de Jesús, pueden haber sabido cosas de él, pero aún así no lo quieren aceptar.
Even in the face of so much evidence, these people still won't believe in him.
Aun cuando se enfrentan con tantas pruebas, no quieren creer.
You guys know people like that?
¿Conocen ustedes personas como ellas?
People that have made up their mind that they don't want to be confused with the truth. They don't want anything to do with the truth.
Personas que ya se hicieron en su mente de que no quieren creer.
And that's what's going on here with the Pharisees.
Y es lo que está pasando aquí con los fariseos.
But the good news for us as believers, if we've accepted Christ,
pero las buenas para nosotros que hemos recibido el evangelio,
is that we know that Jesus is the light of the world.
Es que sí sabemos que Jesús es la luz del mundo.
Right? It's one of the promises that he made to us.
Es una de las promesas que él nos hizo a nosotros.
That he is the light of the world.
Que él es la luz del mundo.
But you have to allow him to be that guiding light in your life.
Pero necesitas dejar que él sea esa luz.
Stop trying to do things on your own strength.
Para de estar tratando de hacer las cosas en tus propias fuerzas.
I know for me, that doesn't work for me, and it gets me in trouble with my wife sometimes, too, all the time. Arguments and stuff, because I am not walking by the Holy Spirit.
Eso me pasa a mí seguido, porque me doy cuenta que no estoy caminando en el Espíritu si están llegando argumentos, tratando de forzar las cosas.
I get so caught in trying to control so many things, and when they don't happen, I get bitter, angry, and I'm just like, but why, Lord? I get onto my little pity party, and it's because I wasn't being led by the Holy Spirit.
Me doy cuenta cuando estoy tratando de forzar algo y no me sale como quiero y me molesto, entonces me doy cuenta que ya hago mi propio fiesta de lástima yo mismo por no hacer las cosas de acuerdo a su Espíritu Santo.
And that's why we have to always be reminded of our identity in him.
Por eso necesitamos ser recordados de nuestra identidad en él.
And we have to know Scripture, and most importantly, we have to become doers of the word, not just hearers of the word.
Y por eso es tan importante hacer hacedores de la palabra, no solamente oidores.
And again, we need to just come to the belief and secure an identity in Him.
Tenemos que llegar a esa certeza en nuestra identidad en Jesús.